Previously on A Band of Cthulhu Fallout, Gertrude, me, expertly killed one of the manager ghouls by snapping its fucking scrawny little neck. Billy, however, fucked up and couldn't do it, and thus we were in a fight. The end.
Yeah, succinct. Very good. Very good, Gertrude. Yes, last time we managed to kill one of the Vault-Tec ghouls very silently, and not so silently, as Billy's envy got the better of him when Gertrude appeared to be successful for a second time in a row.
Oh yeah, Gertrude could have got a hat, but he fucked it up. But now Gertrude have bikini!
Yes, our fight in the clothing department resulted in everybody getting a sharp new look, except for our unfortunate Dr. Wrench, who, on discovering exactly what he was looking for, managed to set off some poorly laid booby trap, exploding all instances of fedoras from the universe. And katanas and nunchucks as well.
Suddenly, every male character has no beard below their chin.
I didn't get to have anything. What the hell? What do you mean everybody expect the doctor? What the fuck?
Well, we're still in the clothing department. It's just that Flower blew himself up, so we're going to have to maybe deal with that first. Unless you just want to start shopping while he's bleeding.
I mean,
on the floor.
I'm gonna keep shopping while he's bleeding.
Okay, so we're gonna start with Billy Bob in that case.
You just hear agony Billy Bob behind him, like, ah, my leg! And I'm like, this leather hat look good on me right now. Like, oh my god, it's bleeding everywhere! you know what? Thanks, Gertrude. That sounds really good. About this leather vest. I think the leather vest would go good with this Wrangler shirt. Oh my god, the agony! maybe. I think I just wanted to get a nice, not ripped up leather, Western attire. Nice little button up, Wrangler jeans, little leather vest, and a nice new hat.
Alright. As everybody else did, give us a little barter versus luck roll.
And if I fail, I'll pop together. If I fail, I have to put on the assless chaps. Oh no. I thought these days were behind me. Oh no. That is a crit success and a crit fail.
How the hell? Okay, so he got a crit success and a crit fail in his rolls. So what kind of outfit are we going to give him in that case?
Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Assless chaps it be.
Oh. What do you guys think? I want to be fair. What do you guys think should happen?
I don't feel like assless chaps are a punishment for you.
Gimp outfit.
Yeah.
I got a 2-2.
Oh, no.
Ballet dancer.
I feel like you do find the outfit you're looking for. It's just everything is just a little bit off. It's like off-brand versions of what you're looking for. Yeah.
Or assless chaps, but he's like put someone backwards and they get stuck like that.
Oh, this is just dickless chap. I'm just waving it around. You really want that?
No, because don't assless chaps have a middle bit?
They do.
So I'll flip it around, and now my ass is covered, and my dick is hanging out. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're saying to put it on backwards. I literally keep it that way. So I'm like, what do you guys think, eh? You think it looks good, or what? Hey.
It's a bit small.
Fuck you, actually. I'm just gonna go ahead and say that, because it's not. It's more than...
It's average.
It's average, alright? It's not at the size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean. Alright? I know it takes a long time to get to England in a rowboat, but hey, we can get there. We'll get there.
speech to Kanizga many times before.
Okay, so he manages to find everything he's looking for. It's just that all the materials are mixed up. So instead of a leather vest, it's leather assless chaps. It's God damn it. It's a denim vest. It's The cowboy hat's just maybe a little bit too small for him.
It's the trilby. No, it's the actual fedora that the doctor wanted. I guess this'll do.
Yeah, in fact, Billy Bob does find the only fedora left in the business.
Immediately grows a neck beard.
I say, actually... Oh, God, I need to get rid of this hat. Oh, fuck. God, coming out of me. Ugh.
Right. I suppose we should see to the good doctor's Wednesday.
Excellent. I'm glad somebody mentioned that. Right, so...
We need to use a bug pack or two.
Gertrude also quite hurt here.
Well, we're going to have to sort his gaping torso wound.
Want to finish that sentence?
His gaping torso wound, first of all. So we are actually going to have to cure his crippling injury first, which is going to take a medical role. So medicine versus intelligence.
Actually, because he's most critical, Miss Handy, do you want to work on him and I'll work on Gertrude? Because your medical skill is somewhat better than mine.
I'll use this to help sop up the blood. I take the fedora and I just like crinkle it and just like use it to try to sop up the blood. The only fedora.
That's crying.
Belly Pop packs the wound with a fedora.
Don't worry. I'll help, man. Don't worry. I got your back. Just crying.
Yeah, I could work on him.
Alexa, fix Doctor.
I think he's died. I think Corbin's dead, IRL.
No, I'm here.
Oh, there you go.
What do you do, Corbin?
Fix Doctor.
I'll do what he said.
Wonderful.
It's like I was listening or something, you know? It's great.
Don't cut his dick off.
Stoke.
Roll a medicine against intelligence roll for me, please. Intelligence roll for me, please.
Don't you die on me! Don't you die on me! I just keep slamming the fedora into your wound.
Oh, fuck's sake. Sorry, I've got no more luck to spend, so yeah.
Alright, and was that your last stem pack as well?
I think that was actually, yeah. I only get three of them.
Excellent. So the nurse handy unit has used up all of our stem packings and all of our luck and failed to help Flower. How many hit points do you have left, mate? Two. Can you roll me one combat dice, please?
Combat dice?
Yeah, so the wee face.
Melee bones.
Oh shit, we're actually going to kill him off.
Wasn't that
top of your character sheet, mate.
Alright. Combat dice. Oh, one.
Alright, you got it. Excellent.
Oh!
Brilliant, that's good. No additional damage yet. You are still bleeding, however. Wenigan, are you currently helping Gertrude with her wounds?
I mean... Yeah, you know what, yes.
You might want to go get Monkey.
The thing with that is that Winnegan is turned away. She doesn't know that this is fucking... There's two people over there. Surely it'll be alright. How many players does it take to fix one scientist?
Apparently quite a few.
Well, you're going to need a stim pack for him because of the crippling wound.
Well, I have one stim pack.
I've got one left on my...
Okay, sure. Winnegan will go over and help out. Attempt to help out, rather.
Excellent. Because
her medical skill is... My medical skill isn't the best, but I'll try.
For a doctor, that robot fucking useless.
You're telling me... I've been telling them to upgrade the units for ages, but they just won't put the budget for it. Right. Hey, one success.
Excellent. You've managed to stop the bleeding. The fedora is now just absolutely thick with blood.
Right, I'm going to get back to our other injured. If you two can please heal him a little bit more so he can get some of his vitality back. So Winnegan's literally just going to walk over, stab Blip back in, and then walk back away again.
Alright, so Winnegan, it was a stim pack you used there, so you walked over, you stabbed him with a stim pack, stopped his bleeding, and now you're walking back to Gertrude. You don't have any stim packs left, do you?
I have blood packs, though.
Yeah, blood packs. Blood packs are... You don't need to roll anything for them, those are just usable. So that's 3 hit points per blood pack.
How much are you missing?
Well, I'm on 6 of 18. Missing 12.
I don't think I can justify using all 3, even though your health that gets stolen get you to full, just because if anyone else gets fucked up, they're screwed. We're kind of low on healing items, actually. I can use 2.
Alright.
So I'll give you back 6.
6 blood packs back there. 12. Now, back to Cartman and Flower. I mean, Flower does have a stim pack on him, so you're not dead as well, so you can either decide to try and use it yourself or give Cartman a chance to use it.
Might be better to DIY. Robot's a bit fucking useless.
Sits up, it's like, and stab himself.
And this is just for the hit points, so it's just a first aid check you're looking for here, not a medicine one.
First aid. Fuck off. How am I doing this? First aid.
There is no first aid option, is there? Yeah, Cap, we're on about there is no first aid.
Oh, sorry. Am I talking nonsense here?
All these TTRPGs we do. What do you mean to roll, then?
Yeah, it's all the same roll. It's all medicine in that case. The hell was I thinking about there? First aid being different from medicine.
Boom.
Yeah, you get 2 successes. The medicine of 4, that gives you 8 hit points back.
The adrenaline is going.
Okay. So.
Fucking ass, basically.
Oh, great, you've given him rabies.
So Flower...
Also, Cap, I think it might have been Call of Cthulhu you were thinking of. Because that has medicine and first aid is separate.
Bitch is already in.
Now what? What do we do now? We have 3 cards. What do we do?
Now we need to figure out where to put them.
Yes, we're just going to assume that you did actually loot the guy and get his manager card. Yeah. So, you're currently in the clothing department. You've got yourselves 3 key cards that you don't know where to put yet.
Maybe there's a slot by the doors we came in through?
What an excellent idea, Winnegan. I wonder if that's going to be successful. So would you all going back into the grocery department then?
Yes.
Excellent. Right. Do the changing map music. Oh, thank you, Flora. That was wonderful. Why is Nurse Handy... She's always dead when we go back to this map.
Just keep dying.
Fine, I guess. All right, and the fire extinguisher robot walks past you again on its patrol.
Hello. Good evening, citizen.
Yep,
robot,
it seems.
Do you know how we get out of here?
The robot answers Gertrude. It says,
"Security system is currently locked down."
How do we turn it off?
It says, "Security office at the front of the store."
Yep, there we go.
Thank you, robot. You're more helpful than our robot.
The robot appears to smile at Gertrude, although it doesn't actually have a face.
Can we take you with us?
The security robot doesn't understand this command. Security robot? The fire extinguisher robot, sorry. I apologize. Yes, it's a fire unit. Right, so you'll start moving towards the front of the store where the security doors, the shutters, went down. Can we get a wee perception check from all of you? You'll have perception against... Oh, we'll go survival.
That's one success for me.
Nothing.
All right, so yeah, plenty of perception successes in there. Absolutely no worries. As you head back towards the front of the store to see where the... Let me try and get rid of some of these ghouls off the map there. Corpses are getting in my way here.
Melting away.
Yep. As you navigate past the sea of corpses that you left behind when last time you were in the grocery department, towards the security doors at the bottom, you see that the shutters are still firmly shut. And there is, to the bottom right-hand side of the store, there appears to be a security panel along with a separate shutter to the right-hand side. Looking at the security panel, you can see that it is absolutely wrecked. It appears that whoever tried to set the security last time was interrupted very violently. A bloodied hand appears to be lodged inside the computer system itself, making it unusable. Following along the wires to the shutter at the right of the store, you do see a unit that appears to have three different keycard slots.
Oh, how the fuck did Gertrude guess that was gonna be there?
What a coincidence.
Almost
seems like lazy writing.
Wait till I tell you all the different ways that you could have done that. But no, it's all just violence and collect the cards.
There was other way.
Yes. The second right. Room didn't get violent.
Right, let's put the cards in then.
Alright, Winnegan takes all the cards off of everybody who currently held them.
My over.
Yep, puts them in their colour-coded slots.
How convenient.
Very, very convenient, yes. And above you on the ceiling, next to the shutter, a red light starts flashing, and the shutter starts moving up. Now, this is not the shutter out to the front of the shop. As you peer inside as it opens up, you seem to be entering into a loading bay for the supermarket. You peer inside and you see a very, very open, wide, concrete loading bay. There's a number of different sort of bays where trucks would normally be. But as the light from the shop starts to fill the loading bay, all you see across the concrete floor is nothing but corpses.
Anyone smell a boss fight?
There must be anywhere between 40 and 50 corpses littering this concrete loading bay.
Fuck's sake.
Fucking hell. Right.
All right, behind door number two is a death claw. Yeah, what is he in?
Monkey, you're nearly dead. You go first.
Yeah, I second that motion. Monkey, go.
You know, monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see dead people.
Monkey nearly was dead people. I don't really fancy getting closer to it this time.
And with that, Gertrude will pick up Billy and throw him in.
Oh, God!
All right, Billy gets thrown. In fact, how many feet shall we say? Like a 10 feet or so into the loading bay, Billy gets thrown in, and his fall is softened by a couple of these dead bodies.
God! Why? Why?
Because you fucked up, Gertrude, getting hot.
At that point. You really want to piss me off, big girl, because this could go on for a while. Oh, God.
Do you want Gertrude to give you sexy dance?
Do you want shot in the face? That's equal. That will happen.
I mean, if you're offering.
Oh. Maybe later.
I'm not doing that on recording. You can't fucking beat me.
No, you don't do a recording, you do an OnlyFans. How else do you make money?
I don't think they pay for audio only there.
Oh, they do. It's sex talk. Come on. That was the thing. Back in the day, they do sexy phone calls. People paid for that shit.
Yeah, but I think OnlyFans is more video and pics, specifically.
There's a way to make money. There's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
Anyway, dead bodies.
Well,
alright. Anyway, dead bodies.
I guess we're going to have to go in there and just keep an eye out for whatever it could be.
Anything in there, Billy?
What do I see? Cat.
Yep, from your position, prone amongst a couple of corpses, you look up and look around, and from the top left-hand corner of where you are currently lying, you do see a faint green glow coming from where one of the exits to the loading bay is.
How dark is it in there?
It is quite dark. It's only being illuminated so far by the light that's coming in from the shop and from this mysterious green glow.
Winnigan's going to go in there using ghosts to be sneaky, and try and get close to it without being noticed, close to the green glow.
Alright, no problem. So, you're going to sneak in, you're going to gingerly step over corpse after corpse after corpse. Give me a stealth check.
And I'll get an extra dice on that, I think, because of the ghost part.
Excellent.
Yeah, another dice.
Yep, go for it. Give it a roll, extra dice.
One success, thank God.
All right, with one success. Yeah, I think we're good enough with one success there. All right, so as you start walking into the into this loading bay, avoiding the corpses, avoiding Billy Bob's prone body as well, you start to walk out round the corner of this loading bay towards where this green glow is. As you get closer, you notice the green glow taking the shape of a person, appearing to be hunched over and gnawing on some of the corpses.
We've been trying to contact you about your car's extended warranty.
I see the thing there that says glowing one.
Yes, this
I
is
don't
a...
don't like
here,
that.
Here, click my link. It leads to my code to Raid Shadow Legends. If you go... if you go now, you get 3 free summons.
Hey, have you heard about NordVPN?
What about Athletic Greens?
HelloFresh.
Yes, you're right about the glowing.
Oh, he can't hear you because of his Raycon earbuds. Sorry, that's it. I'm done. I'm good. I'm done.
Now that our sponsorship section is over, I can describe the glowing one. Yes. Yes, a glowing one ghoul. These glowing green ghouls are what happens when a feral ghoul or someone predisposed to ghoulification absorb radiation in extreme excess. It's a conduit of radiation. It glows a deep green colour and emits heavy radiation. These glowing one ghouls, I think a number of you might be aware of the kind of things that they can do. They can just expel radiation.
That's fine, I'm immune.
I'm not. Gunnigan's going to generally start sneaking back away while kind of motioning to the other guys like, hey, there's a dude over here. Fucking problem.
It's a glow-in-the-dark Billy. Not available at all toy ranges.
Alright. This whole, all these really gross zombie things looking like me is getting a little hurtful, big girl. I'm just gonna say.
You are a ghoul. Fucking stupid thing, you are ghoul.
You are a toy.
Again, it's getting really rude. I'm just gonna have to go in and say, oh, you're gonna have to probably stop. It's kind of starting to hurt my self-esteem here. All right.
Just look at yourself. You are rotten.
I look snazzy in my assless chaps. I'll have you know, not rotten.
In your chaplet's ass.
The glowing one appears to be hearing some conversation and is starting to move its head towards where the sounds are coming from.
Oh shit! Oh, I need to get away. I don't want to die of radiation. All right, I'm just gonna go ahead and step back. All right.
Oh no! God. How horrible a fate for you. Hey, if we tape Billy Bob to this thing long enough, will he become a glowing one? It's emitting radiation.
We say it's possible.
Just shake him and maybe he lights up at night.
Can Gertrude become radioactive? Don't.
Actually, I don't think I've ever heard of a glowing one. Supermute. That'd be interesting, though.
That'd be very fun. Anyhow, I see someone's made the eyebrow absolutely fucking gigantic. Good on you. Alright, Winnegan's still gonna keep backing up, but have the laser musket pointed up at this thing.
Alright, so it appears that the glowing one has gone back to just gnawing on one of the corpses in the corner of the room.
With more radiation, I think Gertrude would probably end up just turning into a behemoth.
Huh.
Yeah, actually, think about it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it wasn't radiation that turned the super mutants into what they are. It's a virus.
No, it's just FEV, but yeah. I don't know, it does radiation not accelerate it over time, though?
I think radiation therapy is part of the process. You know, like, dunked in vats of radioactive FEV.
Forced evolutionary virus.
Yeah.
Gertrude could become bigger.
And stronger. Yes.
Unlimited power.
Right, this thing seems like it might be a little bit strong. Any ideas on how to deal with it?
Frying pan?
I don't really have any cool gear I can use for a trap or a bomb at the moment. Oh, wait, yes I do.
What?
What would it take for me to make a Molotov cocktail out of a bottle of wine?
A Molotov cocktail? Let's have a
look. I know you usually... A little bit. I know, you usually use something stronger, but I couldn't find alcohol anywhere.
Throw a dildo at it.
Go fuck yourself. Here's the 3-1 for it.
Alright, let's go explosives. Let's have a look.
Or even if I could just... Because wine is flammable.
I'm going to allow it.
Cheers.
So, yeah, you have rags, I guess? Yeah, I'm going to say that, I mean, you're able to step back into the grocery department anyway, so if there is anything that you maybe want to look for or come up with for your plans, I'm going to allow you to find some rags and some alcohol, yeah? So you are able to make a Molotov cocktail.
Make a couple.
Honest drink.
Of course.
Can I do like an intelligence roll to see if I can think of anything that would help us?
Alright, so you want to know if there's anything that you might know just
knowledge.
Out here. Where do you think you would have seen something like that?
I might like experimenting on ghouls.
You think that you've done some sort of experiments on people in the past?
Yeah, I'm like ghouls and to see if there's any way.
Poor people.
He does keep going on about getting, like, what is it, specimens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it. Give me an intelligence against survival.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so with one success, let me see what I can tell you about this glowing one in that case. You can tell it's unarmored, it's susceptible to any kind of damage that a regular person would be susceptible to. You know that it is stronger than any of the feral ghouls that you've currently faced. It has a health approximately about 3 times more than that of any of them. I mean, however you would conceptualize hit points in universe, I guess.
Ah, it's got a red bar on it.
Excuse me?
Would it be extra cheeky to ask if I can find vinegar?
I think you already have done that.
No, I have bleach.
Oh, yeah, bleach, yeah. Yeah, go for it. Have a lead look for vinegar. Give me another one of those luck versus barter rolls, just to...
Can I use some luck on that one?
Go for it. Either roll one or two more dice, just however many luck you want to spend.
One? I forget how to do that, though.
It's just a 1d20.
Fuck.
14, yeah, you're not finding any vinegar here.
Pain. Oh, well. Okay, then. I'm going to make the Molotov cocktail, then.
Alright, so you make a Molotov cocktail. Does anybody else get any other plans on how you're going to try and get past this glowing one?
Frying pan.
I'm just going to shoot it with my railway rifle.
Alright, so the rest of them are just going for the regular old violence.
Oh, actually, throwing's a thing here.
Yep,
isn't it?
Throwing
is anyone
a skill.
Particularly good at it? It's a skill. And I'm not terrible at it, but if anyone's better... I should be fine. I think my goal for it is 9. If anyone's got better than that, I'll toss the Molotov to them. No?
Yeah, mine's not great. Yeah, mine's not great.
Fair enough.
Alright, so you're just thinking throw a Molotov cocktail in, and then everybody attack.
Yep.
Rush it.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. So, you all take position at the doorway. Right, tell me what you're doing.
I'm going to toss a Molotov at him.
Right, Winnegan just lights the Molotov. She steps in. She winds her arm back. She throws. Give me a throw roll.
We've got 6 action points still. Do we want to use some? By the way.
Yes, probably a good idea.
So
you want to buy additional dice?
Yep.
So that's 1 point for 1 dice. If you want 2 dice, it'll cost you 3.
I'll just take 1.
Alright, so you can roll 1 additional dice with this roll.
3 successes.
3 successes,
okay.
Fantastic. You know what? That is an absolutely perfect throw. You light up your Molotov cocktail and you send it soaring dead on target. The Molotov cocktail smashes on the back of this glowing one. Let's have a look and see what kind of damage we do with a Molotov cocktail. We do 4 damage dice with the possible of persistence, which is setting it on fire. So you do set it on fire as well. Yep. So this glowing one ghoul is now glowing much more ferociously than it was, with a different colour of light, and it's taken 5 points of damage. So take that damage off. It is on fire and it is screaming. Let's have a look at it. So initiative is 12, so is anybody able to react before this ghoul reacts? Winnegan's already took her shot. You're not getting a second one. So Flower and Nurse Handy. Oh no, actually it's just Flower that gets to react first. Nurse Handy's only at 11. So, Flower, what do you do?
Anything nearby I could, grab quickly, just to see if I can, feed the flame to make it burn.
You know we just spent all that time in that grocery department going over the fact that we were making a Molotov cocktail, and I was giving you the chance to make your plans for the attack.
Back.
You're just twiddling your thumbs while we were doing that, wondering what was going on.
The truth hurts.
Come on, dude.
Oh, hold on, the attack started now. Let me go back into the shop and see if I can find something.
Oh, I can't nothing but take a shot. Fucking hell.
No, you can go back and look if you want. It's fine. The girl's in fire.
Hold on, guys. give me a second.
Anything that'd be actually close by?
Corpses. There's corpses in the loading bay. Do you want to use one of them?
Literally. From the cops.
That
the bodies in the floor.
Hold pipe, but I'm not gonna, all I can do is take a shot. Right, so.
Fair enough. Raise your gun and fire at this ghoul.
Fuck. Pissing in the wind. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yep, confused by your own confusion, you decide to fire just directly into the air, getting the tension of the ghoul.
Oh, fuck. Luck points.
Right, how many luck points do you have left?
I have 6.
You could use one to reroll, that's no problem. You can reroll both of them if you want.
Yes. Got a panic from basically nearly dying. Oh, he doesn't want to go down again. On a... spend 2 luck points.
Yep, just reroll it.
Just rerolling the shot.
Well. Alright, and you managed to succeed then. So you panicked to start with. You started firing into the air. You got your senses back a little bit towards the end there. Fired off a shot towards the ghoul and actually hit it, so... this glowing and on fire target, you hit it with one of your lasers, roll the damage for me, and you do another 3 points of damage to it. Right.
That's kind of...
The ghoul screams. It screams an unholy, ungodly scream of screams, and a plume of green dust seems to just emanate from it in a circle. All the corpses touched by this green glow that it's throwing out from itself start to stand up.
No. Can we close the shutter again?
From its position, 4.
I'm down here, please don't do that! No!
Not again!
Four feral ghouls start to rise. And the ghoul starts to take position in amongst another pile of corpses.
Oh, so he's strategic about it, okay.
Unfortunately,
well,
he has spread the fire to 2 of the ghouls that he woke up. So 2 of them are on fire as well.
I still got that burning ring of fire.
And the burns, burns, burns as the flames get higher.
And the ghouls... initiative is 10, so Nurse Handy gets a turn before those ghouls get to move. So, Nurse Handy, there's a flaming, on fire, glowing green ghoul has just woke up 4 corpses. What are you doing?
From a scale from 1 to 10, you're fucked.
I'm just going to go to a minute. I'm just a buzzsaw.
So you float your way up to one of the flaming ghouls and buzzsaw it.
I try to.
You try to. Apparently the flames...
pissing in the ocean.
...seem to have... the flames seem to have confused you and you miss entirely.
That Nurse Annie's such a hero, sacrificing itself so we can get away.
No, fucking run!
Bye-bye, tin can.
Everybody just gonna leave him behind.
I mean, we already tried once.
Alright, let me just check the fire damage roll here.
We don't need no water, let the motherfucker burn. Burn, motherfucker, burn.
You talking about me?
Let it go, you fucking idiot. Although you won't be far off.
Right, okay, so they're going to take a couple of damage dice each, those ones that are on fire, before they get to actually make their move. Yeah, so one of them takes 2 points of damage and is still on fire. And the other one takes 3 points of damage, but has managed to put its fire out, so... it's no longer burning, but it's took more damage. Right, let me just update that. There we go. That one's not on fire anymore. And that one is on fire. But fine. And yes, because the nurse handy unit has come closest, two of them are going to go and attack it. And the other two... In fact, yeah, the other two are going to try and get towards the rest of the group. They don't have the movement for it, though. So they're just going to get right up to Winnegan and Billy Bob in the doorway, but they're not going to be able to attack you in this turn. So we'll go back to the ones that are attacking Cartman.
Hey, dude, I think they want your wig.
So jealous of your amazing style.
Fuck off, mine.
Precious.
I love my leopard skin bikini.
One just dwells. Yeah.
Maybe I flash it booby, it leave alone.
I might have a chance of working.
I'll wait to smash.
A new way to find out.
Yeah, so both of them hit the robot. They do 2 physical damage each, but you do have some armor, so let me just check the locations. They're both hitting the torso of the robot. So what have you got on your main unit? I do actually have
the armor.
Yeah. Is it 2 physical damage?
Yes, it is.
All right, so they actually just sort of bounce off you at the moment. That's lucky for you.
I mean, get some armor next time we're in the town.
Same.
It's pending work.
All right, Billy Bob, Gertrude, Flower, all of you have your turns. How are you going to play this one?
There's a
flaming, glowing one and a few different feral ghouls now.
Should we just pull the key card out?
I mean, the list of hand usage is in there, and I don't know that it can't bash a door down.
I'm just going to shoot.
Can we take a quick vote on it?
Yeah, let's vote on it.
Vote to pull the key card, say aye.
Votes had the eyes have it.
I guess we pulled the key card out.
Alright, so which one of you is doing that?
We need a vote on Gertrude. It. If anybody wants to. If you think Gertrude needs to pull on it, say aye.
I think if it doesn't work, I'd prefer Gertrude be the one free to attack.
That's
someone
a good
else.
Point.
My turn doesn't come up for a bit. Can someone else do?
Can the dog pull it out?
Oh, that's so cute.
It runs off.
Hey, Snufflepuff, bitch.
No, legit question. Can the dog pull it out?
I'll allow it.
There you go.
Snufflepuff.
It doesn't work. Both
it's your time.
Have their attacks.
It's your time to shine, Snufflepuff. Get the key card.
Use key card retrieval.
Snufflepuff jumps out of her Pokeball and
go, Snufflepuff, go!
Snufflepuff grabs one of the key cards, rips out of the unit. Nothing happens.
Well, for short. In which case then I will pain train one of the two in front of us. And then frying pan it.
Alright, I'm going to allow you to hit both with the pain train because they're right next to each other. So
strength aesthetics. That's 2, that does it. And then unarmed. Was it 3, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Down on dice, yeah. Do. 2 damage each.
Alright, 2 damage each, no problem.
And they're knocked prone, which means they're easier to hit, yes?
Yes.
I thought they'd be that much difficult. And a frying pan to the face.
Uh-oh, indeed. You got a critical success and a critical fail. Those are surprisingly common in this game. That's a few times where you manage to succeed and fail at the same time. Roll the damage for me. Let's see what happens with the damage. Right, so you're going to be doing 5 points of damage, so you're going to be killing one of these ghouls anyway. We just need to come up with an appropriate punishment for you for rolling that that crit fail. So let's see. Let's see what the rule set suggests for critical fails on melee attacks. Your attack left you unable to effectively defend yourself. You overextended with that strike. So you're going to reduce your defenses by one. So all your armor defense that you've got for the next turn is going to be reduced by one.
Okay.
Which isn't that bad for you.
Yeah.
Alright, Billy Bob, you still haven't had your turn.
I am going to aim and shoot my railway rifle straight through the glowing one.
Alright, excellent. A sniper shot.
One success.
From the doorway. Yeah, I'm going to say that that's a success. I'm going to say there's not much in your way. So, your target was 7. You did roll a 7.
That is 8 damage and breaking.
8 physical damage plus breaking. Let me just remind myself about the breaking damage, because I think that might actually give you a couple of extra bits of hit points off there. Yeah, for each effect rolled, reduce the number of the target's cover. Alright, okay. So it's like breaking through cover. Reduce the damage resistance of the location struck, so you would be able to get through like armor and cover with the breaking. Which doesn't actually matter, because he's sort of in the open in the middle of a loading bay. So you will just be doing the full 8 points of damage. But that is a crit hit, so that means that wherever you hit it, we're going for the left arm. You've actually tore off its left arm with that shot.
Hell yeah!
The ghoul still looks fairly strong though, and is moving around. It's making its way to its next pile of corpses. I think that's us back to the start of the roll, and I think that Winnegan and Flower get to go first.
Woohoo!
Yay.
I think we need to focus on taking down the green one before it resurrects 50 ghouls for us to deal with. If you can think of a way to do that, that'd be excellent, but I don't have a means for that, so I'll just try and put as much damage on it as possible. So with my laser musket, I have a thing where I can use up more ammo for more damage.
Yeah, you can wind it.
I don't remember the specifics of this, unfortunately, but...
Yeah, no problem. I'll get that for you. I'm pretty sure... Did I not put it into your character sheet? Yeah, so it's just one extra damage dice for each extra ammo that you use in that turn.
Can I see if I hit it first?
I'm going to say no. No, you're going to be winding it before you take the shot. So this is winding in extra fusion cells.
Oh.
So you're just going for a regular shot?
Yep, and that's 2 successes.
I feel like you maybe should have extra wound it there. yeah.
If I didn't, it was such a waste of limit ammo
though. And yeah, so roll the damage for me.
Five.
That's a good one, yeah. So another 5, because that's another crit hit. And you hit its right leg this time, so you've actually managed to hit it and make it go prone. You've managed to stop it from getting as many corpses in its range as it would have had. So as it was walking towards its next pile of corpses, you took out its right leg and have knocked it to the ground, along with the 5 points of damage that you did to it.
Nice.
Good shot. Ivor, how do you feel about this? Would you like to go back into the shop and look around a little bit?
Yes, I want to see if I can find anything. I want to basically spend my turn trying to find something. We can keep it in one spot.
I mean, if we take out both its legs, then perhaps that will work.
I think Winnegan's already took care of that for you, mate.
Could have Gertrude sit on
it. Well, it is going to have a hard time crawling too, because it also only has one arm to crawl.
Yeah,
I think it therefore doesn't move.
Yeah, you've effectively stopped it from moving anymore. I'm happy to let you know that.
Nice.
It's going to struggle to go anywhere because it's the right leg and... Is it the right arm as well? No, it's the left arm and the right leg, so that's even worse. It's not as if it's got one side to go by.
I have to be crawling like a caterpillar.
Army man taking his, like, trying to find bags of finely grounded flour and be like, try to shoot them, make it explode.
You want to?
I don't know if that would.
I think most, like, powders that are really fine can actually basically explode with an explosion damage.
Alright, so you can go in and look for flour if you want, but this is a combat roll, so you're not going to be able to get out and throw it in the same turn.
I'll probably spend my whole this turn basically disappearing, trying to find something, and I'll come back next.
Okay, so you run back into the grocery store. You nearly bump into the robot, the fire extinguisher robot, as you start looking into the shelves. Give me a barter roll versus luck.
I don't want that bloody robot anywhere near it.
I'm literally going to say this. It's a flaming, glowing zombie. Could we not tell the Protectron that there's something on fire in there?
Oh, but he might put it out. If he just puts a fire extinguisher form on it and then leaves, we're in trouble.
Section was it?
Barter and luck. Now, you did not find any flower while you're in there.
Flower finds no flower.
No.
The journey of self-discovery is never ending.
Alright, we are back to the glowing one's turn. The glowing one finds itself in a bit of a strange situation. It cannot move, it cannot attack, can't get to anyone. So it just does its scream again, and it poofs out its green glowing fart cloud. And fortunately for all of you, it didn't get very far into the pile of corpses in front of it, and only managed to resurrect one more feral ghoul.
Does it also take burning damage?
Hold on. Where the fuck's my feral ghoul gone? There he is. Boop. There we go. One more feral ghoul. And yes, he takes burning damage. He's going to take a total of 2 damage, plus he's still on fire. He hasn't managed to put out his fire. And he starts crawling, but isn't getting anywhere fast. It is the Nurse Handy's turn.
Cool. I've not figured out what I'm going to do yet.
Well, you've got 2 ghouls in front of you. One of them is hurt, but not dead. The other one's hurt and on fire, but also not dead. You've got one ghoul that's just been resurrected next to the flaming glowing one, and you've got 2 ghouls attacking Gertrude. Well, one now. Yeah, she killed one of hers.
Cool. Well, I just want to go for the guy right in front of me, the glowing one, I think it is.
Yeah, so you just want to bypass the ones that are attacking you and go straight for the glowing one?
Oh, no, those guys are quite important. The guys are attacking me, yeah. I'm going to just try to just buzz saw them down.
Alright, excellent. Get your buzz saw out, give it a strike. That's a success. Which one are you hitting?
The one on the left.
The one on the left is the one on fire, so you decide to try and cut up the flaming ghoul.
Yeah.
Go for it. Roll damage.
5.
5 damage. Excellent. You know what, it's turns next, so it's probably just going to die.
I choose die.
Yeah, because you actually managed to cut open its torso, giving it a bleeding wound as well as its fire. So it's going to take fire damage and bleed damage on its turn. Oh, actually, that's now. The ghoul's turn is next. Brilliant. So I'll just apply those damages to that ghoul. Hold on, so... fire damage first. Yeah, so it's dead. Excellent. The ghoul squirms a little bit and falls limp. The second ghoul that was in front of you does attack you. Just normal ghoulish attack, and it seems angry. It succeeds, but it doesn't do any damage at all. It just bounces off of your heaving muscular torso. Yep, your metal bosom. It just bounces straight off you. The two attacking, or sorry, the one attack, I keep on seeing that one is alive, but that's fine. Gertrude's ghouls are going in for the attack and also do no damage. And our nice new, fresh off the ground ghoul comes in to attack Nurse Handy as well. Attacks you, and it also just bounces off of your incredible metal bosom. Yes, that was a pretty useless turn for those ghouls there. And it's back to Billy Bob, Gertrude, and Snufflepuff.
Frying pan.
Oh, wait, yeah. Sorry, I was going to say somebody else's turn there first, but I was wrong. It is Gertrude, Billy Bob, and Snufflepuff, sorry. Go for it.
I kill the one in front of me if I can.
Yep, you can. Or can you? Oh, holy shit. You got another critical fail there. What are we going to do to you this time?
Lots of damage.
Any pans are left?
But it does kill it. Who says that?
Let's see.
You fall on top of him and crush him?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good one. I'm just going to make you fall over in this case. Your frying pan gets lodged in its skull. The ghoul is dead. However, if you want to use that frying pan in the next turn, if there is another turn of combat, you will need to use a roll in order to get your frying pan unstuck from its skull. You hit it so hard that you trip over it as well, falling onto it, crushing parts of it that you didn't need to crush because it was already dead, and with just Gertrude's covering eyes. Yourself in your nice new bikini in random ghoul viscera.
Nice.
Billy Bob and Snufflepuff are next. There's only actually two ghouls left in the board other than the glowing one.
I am going to shoot the glowing one. I'm still trying to take her down. My railway rifle.
Another railway rifle shot to the glowing
one. That is a failure. I am going to use my luck. I've got them. I've got one left now.
One luck left. Excellent. Yep, roll that for me.
That's a crit success. That's a success.
Roll that damage.
12.
That is an incredible shot. Holy hell. That is
oh my God.
12 physical damage. So what happens here is you shoot it. You shoot it very accurately in the head, removing the head entirely from the body. It bounces from the floor and gets pinned onto the back wall of the loading bay. The green glow dissipates from the body, leaving just the orange glow of the fire that is currently still burning through its flesh.
Hell yeah!
What does Snufflepuff do?
Snufflepuff bites the nearest zombie. That's the nearest one. Runs up, I guess, is the one attacking Mr. Handy. And say this one.
Okay. Yep, attack.
And boom, G does nothing.
And she does nothing. Excellent. Right, so we're back to the start. We don't have a glowing one on the board anymore. We've just got two remaining regular feral ghouls. Winnegan, are you able to help kill one of them?
I sure hope so. You know, this is not really a tense situation anymore, so I'm going to pull out the revolver.
She pulls out her revolver.
The big iron on her head.
The big iron.
Yep.
And
the big iron misses.
She spins it a little bit too excitedly and shoots almost straight up.
Almost, but not quite. Alright.
You blew your load just a little too soon there.
You'd know all about that, wouldn't you?
Burn!
Ivor, what are you doing?
Comes back a bit defeated. It's like, I couldn't find anything. You've taken the big bugger out. And I just tried to take a shot at the one that looks most damaged. Just tried to take down the numbers.
Alright, yep. Give me the laser pistol shot. Oh, you've killed the boss character already. Oh, that's okay.
I'll help. What a shame.
I'm going to spend 2 luck to...
Alright, spend your luck. Go for it. Give that a re-roll.
Try to finish this fire off.
Yeah, you managed to hit one of them. Go on, roll the damage. Yeah, 4 points of damage to the one that's attacking Snufflepuff. Or that Snufflepuff was attacking. That leaves it up to Nurse Handy to give her next shot. What are you going to do? That's Carmen.
I'm still going to go for the buzzsaw.
Slashing away. Less. Yep, only two of them left. Let's see if you can get
the
one of them
killed. Buzzsaw seems to be the only one that works for me, so... Yeah. So carry on with the another hit.
Yeah, and that works, yeah. Go for it, roll the damage. That's a goodly amount of damage, however you don't manage to kill either of them with that. You do get them down. There's, I think, one of them's got 4 hit points left, the other one's got 2. They're looking pretty weak and raggedy, these two ghouls, but they're on the attack. And let's see if they can do any damage to you this time. One of them critically fails. Oh my god, what are we going to do to that one? You know what? It's the one in front of you with the 2 hit points. It critically fails. You didn't actually miss in your last turn. You would have missed if the ghoul didn't walk right into your buzzsaw and kill itself.
Well then, so... That's good.
The second ghoul, however, does hit you. It hits you in the... And the left leg, so what does that mean on the robot part? I think that translates to your thruster. Smacks you in your wee thrustery bit for 3 physical damage. Have you got any?
I've got 2 resistant.
Alright, so you only take 1 point of damage there.
Cool.
And yeah, can Gertrude, Billy Bob, and Snufflepuff finish off this one ghoul that's left?
Snufflepuff! Use bite! Snufflepuff! Snufflepuff, you're useless. You're completely useless. Snufflepuff?
Snufflepuff has not had a good round this round.
You still have a knife and a teeth.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, she's not managed to hit him.
Alright, well... I gave Snufflepuff a try, Gertrude. Go for it.
Pain train. Choo-choo, motherfucker.
And Gertrude runs through the robot. Yeah.
That won't work. It's only 1 success. Needs 2. But I will do...
It does get you into range, instead. Though, to hit it if you want.
Yeah, machete.
Machete. Right. So she takes her machete this time. She doesn't bother trying to get the frying pan out of the skull of the other one yet.
I will do.
But she does succeed with her machete swing. And she cuts it in half. Yep.
Thanks, Ways.
A very clean cut through the torso, killing the last ghoul on the field. You're now in an empty loading bay. Surrounded by a bunch of corpses, 2 of which are on fire.
Sounds like a pretty good day to us, what it sounds like. What do you think?
I'm going to get my frying pan back.
Well, if there ever was a time to loot.
Loot.
Brilliant, excellent. So, you can have a look around the loading bay. You can even go back into the grocery section, all that sort of stuff.
There's no flour.
There isn't any flour, no.
No vinegar.
Oh.
What I would say is you do manage to find 100 caps altogether.
Ooh.
in your looting spree. Dr. Wrench even finds a small medical box with 2 stim packs in it. Gertrude gets her frying pan back, but she is unable to find anything that resembles a sledgehammer.
Aww.
The robot, Nurse Handy, doesn't come away with any additional armors. However, you do have two different robot arms that you can... that you could switch out your loadout with.
Okay, that works.
So you are able to find the pincer and the laser pointer.
Funny enough, I actually do want to go back to the laser pointer.
Billy Bob, what do you do?
I would like to look around as well.
Yep.
Billy
Bob is able to find various different preserved meats.
Salisbury steaks! Hell yes!
And in her searching, Gertrude pulls on a chain at the back of the loading bay where the glowing one was gnawing on corpses and opens up the truck shutters to the wasteland. You have now escaped the supermarket.
Huzzah!
If we're quiet, we might get away from the doctor.
Dr. Rast heard the shutter being pulled up.
Fuck.
And waves. He's happy to see you all. Oh my god, what happened there? I can't believe you all got trapped. You're ready to... ready to continue your adventure through the old city ruins.
We are jumping into the...